Right now, as promised, we have a Middle East news update with David Dolan. And David, first of all, happy Easter to you, my friend.
Well, and happy Easter to you, Jimmy, and of course to all your listeners as well.
What about Jerusalem? Does it not, now, if I remember correctly, as I study the Word of God in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the city of Jerusalem swelled in size because it was Passover, one of those pilgrim feast days. Now, that's 2,000 years ago. We're celebrating Easter. Of course, the Jewish people started on Friday night with Passover. They're into unleavened bread now. But will Jerusalem swell in size during this time of the year as well?
It always does, Jimmy, and particularly those years where Passover exactly coincides with Easter. And that's not true every year because, of course, the Hebrew calendar is a lunar calendar, as you know. It's a 28-day calendar, so every 28 days, every 29th day, I should say, a new month begins, unlike our Gregorian calendar that has, 31 days in most of the months and some 30, some 28 is only in February. So that means the date of Passover fluctuates, and some years the two don't coincide, and then Jerusalem doesn't become quite as crowded. It does, it's just that all the Jews come for Passover at one time, and then the Christians for Easter at another time. But of course, this year, as you said, today is Passover. It began last evening at sunset, and I don't remember it coinciding with Good Friday for many, many years. But the city has is full, the hotels are full. I've been talking to some friends who say that the traffic has been quite heavy, and we're seeing an increasing influx of Christian tourists from countries that previously were not so prominent during the Easter time. Russian Orthodox Christians are coming in great numbers over the past few years. A lot of South Korean Christians come for Easter now. A lot of Nigerians come, and a tremendous amount, Jimmy, of Brazilians are coming from South America for Easter these days, the past few years. And it used to be it was mostly Europeans, some Greek Orthodox from Greece, and Americans coming. But less of that now. Of course, prices are a bit expensive from further areas, and more from Africa, and more from Asia, and from Russia.
Well, just a Duke's mixture of people from different countries of the world. And I remember that that's the way it was. All different countries of the world would be representative as Jews would come in for Passover, which, as you say, coincides with the death of Jesus Christ, crucified on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, resurrected on first fruits. We'll talk more about that when we take a look at the book. David, high security in Jerusalem and all across Israel, right?
Oh, definitely, Jimmy. It's always the case for any of the holidays. But this year, of course, we had a rocket attack on Wednesday on the southern port city of Eilat, a Grad missile fired from the Gaza Strip or from the Sinai. They're not sure which, but they think maybe the northern Sinai near the Gaza Strip, but probably by Palestinian militants. Eilat doesn't normally get targeted by rockets. It's happened a few times over the years, but not that often. So that added to the sense of security alert. And, of course, this week some Jewish families were evacuated from their homes in Hebron. That set off some scuffles with the police and some tensions. So that. But if there's always a threat that Hamas or Islamic Jihad will try to carry out a terror attack. That's an ongoing threat. Certainly with the city of Jerusalem filled with Jewish visitors and Christian pilgrims from all over the world, the security is on a high state of alert, but so far no reports of any major incidents.
You talked about an attack, some type of a rocket attack on the southern city of Eilat coming seemingly out of the Sinai. Reports coming out of Egypt, they have launched an operation to take security control of the Sinai. Now, this is important for the Israelis, but Egypt has to get under control these Bedouins who are cooperating with, the Iranians. What's the story there?
Well, Iran has been pouring money into the countries right around Israel. Of course, they've used South Lebanon as a base of attack against Israel all these years since 1982, and I was in South Lebanon working at a Christian radio station when the Hezbollah militia was established mostly by Iran, mostly Iranian money and arms funneling there. And then, of course, in more recent years to Hamas, and even more so to the Islamic Jihad Palestinian movement based in the Gaza Strip and the supply there of Grad rockets. These rockets probably were supplied to the Palestinians and then passed on to the Bedouins. That's the most likely route as opposed to direct supply from Iran to the Bedouins. But they're looking into all of that, the Egyptian authorities. And certainly since the fall of Hosni Mubarak over a year ago, the Sinai has become the Wild West, really. Outlaws everywhere, gangs of thieves, tourists are being targeted. Several European women were actually carried away, were kidnapped from beach resorts, and this sort of thing happening. But, of course, an increase in terrorism and this terrible attack last August in southern Israel near Eilat that cost the lives of 8 Israelis. So the Israelis are making it clear to the interim Egyptian government they need to do a better job of getting this area under control, and the Egyptians seem to realize that. But, of course, if the Muslim Brotherhood candidate for president, they now announce they're going to have a candidate, if he is elected, they may even renege on the peace treaty, in which case Israel is just going to have to continue building the security fence that they're working on rapidly all along their border with the Sinai. And like with other tense borders, with Lebanon, with the Golan and Syria, station more forces there and try as best they can to stop any attacks. But, of course, rockets can be fired from a distance. And the only way to handle that is to go in and bomb the targets. But if it's in Egyptian territory with a peace treaty still in effect, that, of course, would be a major violation of the peace treaty. So Israel's hands, in a way, are tied themselves, but they are putting pressure on the Egyptian government to get this under control.
By the way, you just mentioned the Muslim Brotherhood. They're fielding a candidate for president. They said they were not going to do it. Now it looks like they've changed their mind. Is there a possibility this Muslim Brotherhood candidate could be elected?
Oh, a great possibility. They took nearly 50% of the overall vote in the three rounds of parliamentary elections, and with the Salafist party that's even more extremist in their Islamic regiment taking another 20%, 7 out of 10 Egyptians voted for Muslim fundamentalist parties in the parliamentary elections. So if that same 70% votes for the Muslim Brotherhood candidate, now they may not do so because the Salafists say that the Muslim Brotherhood is actually too liberal, that they're not strict enough on Islamic law. And the fact that they're fielding a candidate, the Muslim Brothers, has angered many within their own party, especially the young guard, the younger members who, heard the same pledge as we all did a few months ago that they would not run a candidate. Now they've gone back on that. So it may not be the same outcome, but certainly, Jimmy, any Muslim Brotherhood candidate has a good chance of winning, and the Israelis will be watching that, especially after he said 2 days ago that basically Sharia law, Islamic Sharia law, will be strictly enforced in Egypt if he comes to power. So that would change a lot in the country. Tourism would probably collapse. They might lose their economic ties to the United States, and this, of course, would put them more on the path of war than peace, and the Israelis are very worried about that.
20 seconds, if you will. We're just about out of time, David. The Syrian situation, Kofi Annan brokering a ceasefire, supposed to go into effect in a day or two. Think it's going to happen? Is Assad going to stop shooting and killing his people?
Well, he's said several times that the Arab League had a plan earlier and some others that he would do so, and he didn't do so. So I think skepticism, at the very least, is called for at this time.
Going to be a great celebration for Easter. Many people will be going to the Garden Tomb to celebrate, sing the songs of a risen Christ, a risen Savior. And it's going to be high security throughout all of this time in Jerusalem. David, be safe, and thank you so very much. Have a great Easter yourself.
Thank you, Jimmy, and to you as well.